Welcome back. Doc Walker, Doc and Donald, here with you. Overtime. I'm going to get off course for 1 second. 1983. I don't even know if you were born, Donald, but Trading Places came out. It's got to be a classic. Because to me, to take the time to do something I've already done means there's nothing that's new worthy of it. It's a waste of my time. I try not to do it, but if I, like, I'll do Patton. I mean, I'll do Godfather. I did Godfather 2 and 3 again. That's kind of like an annual deal to where I don't think I can get through a year without doing, seeing George C. Patton. But it's got to be something really, really, really heavy that I like. Did you see Trading Places?
I think maybe I've seen it once, but not enough to really recall
okay,
it, to be honest.
Young with, okay,
yeah,
you young
that was before my time.
Yeah, y'all. But see, you have all this access to things. And then I saw, I think it was Big Tony or Clay had recommended. And Big Tony, he's pretty good with movies. I will say this. He's awful at most things. But he was pretty good. It was a sniper deal, which I really love, the sniper. The movies, the and I swear I'm trying to remember the name thing, and I'm having a senior moment. Get it? I'll get it before it's over and not have a senior moment. But I think I'm worthy. I'm due to have a senior moment, a man at my age. North Carolina is our next stop. Dr. Sabah, how are you? Good morning.
Hey there, my friend Doc. What's going on, man? I thought let me go chime in a little bit just before I jump
in. Oh, and we have a good one. We're having a town hall meeting today because it just amazes me the how much pull NBA players have that haven't done anything of significance from a team value side.
Yeah.
They haven't won anything. Not,
wasn't
I mean, ever.
Stern?
Ever
wasn't that
won
David
anything.
Stern? Oh, no, David Stern. What's David Stern, not Donald. Dana Stern, wasn't David Stern's motto was he was going to change the NBA from teams to individuals. I think that was him, right?
No, he did a great job. And
yeah,
I'm not mad.
I don't want to be mad.
And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just telling you how I feel. I'm like going,
I'm with you there.
Paul George is a hell of a player. I get that. But I'm just going, you know what? I've decided my value system is team-based, winner-take-all, and my value system starts on did the team win. Championship. And
I
think it's important, and I'm going, we're applauding all these people. The one, Kawhi was always one of my best because he won it all. Kawhi had a chip, thought he was highly talented. And
never
just,
liked Kawhi.
Well,
overrated.
Overrated.
He won on San Antonio when it was Tim Duncan and Ginobili and Parker.
No, but he was a
and then he won in Toronto when KD and Clay were hurt. Oh, fake.
Hurt?
I never liked him. Then he quit on his team.
That's
he just sits there, doesn't talk to nobody. Oh, I'm not a Kawhi Leonard
different.
Fan. Most overrated player in the league.
He's
most
different.
Overrated.
Well, we can spar over that. We have to have a bottle of your favorite and a tomahawk steak on this one because – yeah, he's
I'm right
different.
On this one, Doc.
But a lot of people
he's different,
are different,
all right.
A lot
he's
of people
different,
are different
right.
in our society, and we deal with it. He is different.
Well, look, about Clay.
Okay.
About Clay, did you hear about the Clay? How they were going to offer him a max whatever the deal to Warriors to bring him over, but Clippers, instead of trading him, let him go to free agency, and now Warriors probably won't be able to afford him. He'd be perfect on the Warriors because he wouldn't be the guy. He'd just be a guy. And that's what he is. He's a guy, not the guy. You know, Steph would be the guy. And I think I heard something, and this is very important to me, and I never thought about this, and upset me that I didn't, that the downfall of the Warriors is really with the cancer that's in there, Draymond Green. And it's after he signed with Clutch Sports. He got involved with LeBron. And LeBron, from the back door, ruining his biggest foe, Steph Curry, and the Warriors. And I find that interesting and very coincidental. And then I wanted to chime in today about what I'm going to be doing at 3 o'clock, and I'm going to be watching the GOAT, passed the torch to, I think, the new GOAT when Diana Taurasi and Caitlin Clark play at 3 o'clock on ESPN today. I'm looking so forward to that because Diana Taurasi is acting very classless when she says nothing about what Caitlin Clark's doing. And Caitlin, all she does is throw roses at Diana for being a great player and admiring her and all that kind of stuff. And no one in the WNBA, for some reason, can give Caitlin that same amount of respect like the NBA guys do when young people come on into their league. So that's
where
I'm at today.
Well, it was pretty hard on Mike. It was pretty. I remember when Mike came in. I remember, you know, when those guys come in, it's always a little rough on the edges when you come in. And Diana,
they at least high-five each other after the games. They chat. I mean, nobody talks to this girl after the game. Not one bit. Even Sabrina's scared to say anything to her because she knows she'll be blacklisted. She'll be outcasted.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing how people, like I told you before, when they're unsuccessful, there's a reason. They make bad choices. And the WNBA has so far been making bad choices by not protecting that girl from the referees and from these other players. And we'll see how it all shakes out. But one thing
I'm going with this, right?
He took care of his players.
You know where I'm going with this, right?
Where are you going?
How you think Jackie Robinson felt?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I feel you. And he survived. He'll survive, too.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So I don't feel I don't feel nothing. Because when you go in and you've been the only person of color on a team, the way athletes have been, I know what that feels like. Being two in an elementary school on base. And if I told you what I've experienced in my lifetime, then go, you think I'm worried about Caitlin Clark being as a millionaire? Not at all.
No, I hear you. And Jackie had it a lot tougher than she did. I mean, at least those other women in the league that looked like her, you know, there was nobody with Jackie. So, you know, he had it much tougher.
Hammer and Hank Aaron. The Negroes that had to play in baseball had to live and sleep in mortuaries on the road because they couldn't stay with their white teammates in hotels and motels. So forgive me if I'm not sympathetic.
They're all threatened by
about
Caitlin
Clark.
Hank, you know, but they're threatened by Caitlin for some reason. But she's elevating the whole game. So just accept her.
She'll survive it because she's tough. She's really good. I've watched more now and started just to see her in the challenges now because the game has been good. I was watching with Swoops and then played, but I didn't stay with it. What she's done is amazing. And all of us, you were always in because you have a daughter and she's a baller. But I have I've got daughters. And I'm going, you know what? I come in here today. Wife said, what are you doing? I said, hey. I was checking out Vegas and L.A. and watching the Sparks. And I enjoy it.
Well, Sabrina's on at 1, and Caitlin's on at 3, both on ESPN. And then your other girl, Angel, she's on at 3, but she's on, ESPN 3, YouTube, whatever. She's on the other channel. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. I'm going to see what it all shakes out. And last thing on LeBron's son, at 6'2", you talk about defense. Can't they just, you know, put him down in the post and abuse him that way? They're just going to not let him guard him perimeter. They'll take him down, post him up. That's all you got to do to a short guy.
Okay.
That's why these short guys can't make it in the league unless they're Steph Curry or Brunson or, Allen Iverson or Kyrie. You know, you got to have
kid out of Kentucky just went 3. He's a little bit, maybe an inch or so taller than Bronny, but he's deadly. From the three-point line. Develop your shot, play defense. You can play a long time in the league. The NBA is so top-heavy, it's amazing. But there's cats on the bench that we don't even know them.
And they're world-class players. It takes a lot to be in the NBA, Doc, a lot.
Yeah, oh, it's amazing.
Give it to somebody is not right in my mind.
Well, they didn't give it. No, he earned it.
Born.
He's good. He earned that. Man went through a heart attack. And still, I'd be worried about the kids that he beat out. Coming off a heart attack. That tells me all I need to know.
He was cleared by the doctors before he had his cardiac arrest, wasn't he? Cleared by the doctors means nothing to me. If God gave you a sign, listen.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do it for a living.
I wish the best
if he was my kid, I don't think I'd had him play, but that's another thing. Appreciate you, doctor. Have a great day.
Right,
it is It is absolutely amazing. I think Caitlin Clark, American Sniper, G from the shop, saying, no, that was not it. I saw that one. That's a good one, too. I love Caitlin Clark. She's a baller. I love her game. If they could catch her passes, she'd be a W. She'd be an all-star this year. They can't handle her. It reminds me of Magic Bird. The way she passes the basketball, they can't handle her. She'd be all right. She gets stronger. They start practicing. She's a baby. I mean, what more do you want? I ain't mad at her at all. I mean, it's really brought up, and I'm glad that, you know, our team, the Mystics, are turning that corner. We got a lot to look forward to. The key is that nobody wants to be in last place. Orlando is my next stop. Rick, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Hey man, I'm just trying to earn an honest living.
Well, you do a good job at it, man. I'm usually door dashing, but it's the thunderstorming here in Central Florida, so I took the day off. I need one day off, man. Hey, anyway, I want to a couple things. First of all, Bronny, I think it's a good story, man. Father, son, and I hope it happens. You know, that's just me, because to me, the NBA is pure entertainment anyway. And these people, you know, quacking about, oh, other people didn't get the opportunity. That happens all the time.
In life, damn right it does.
Yep. And so I just want to say my piece. So good luck to the young man, and I hope he has fun playing with his dad. It's a good story, right? A father and son playing on the same team, it's a good story. So I'm going to just be positive that way about it. Another thing I want to talk about, Doc, is, not yourself, and I thank you for it, but I get, all the media. I'm going to just call the media out. I'm not going to call personnel out. I'm definitely not going to call players out about, we need to lose this many games, or we need to lose this so we can get this draft pick. A player doesn't think that way, man, or either does a coach, right? So it drives me absolutely nuts when people spend hours of talking about that.
You preach to the choir. You hear me yesterday, I go, y'all talking about the NBA draft in 2026, it's going to be loaded. So you're telling me you plan on sucking? And, what's the discounts on the tickets then? Then tell me about the promotion where it's 40% off. Give me the concessions where my pizza's 30% off. If you don't tank and play me, let's tank together.
It's maddening, man. And you tell me every Sunday that between the lines that players aren't going to get out there and give it their all. They don't want to hear that junk. They know it's junk. They don't care if they're 0-15 or 0-16 the last game. They're going to give it their all, and they're going to play to win. And that's what I like about these guys. Yep.
Here's what's garbage.
All right, Doc.
It's like saying every pick that you get is going to work. We're not stupid. We may do dumb things, but we're really not stupid. Every pick is not a good pick in the NBA. And now they're 12 years old now that you're drafting them. I know you think we're stupid, but all of us aren't. What they need to focus on is teaching people how to win. I want to see you win. Nobody giving you no green light as to how long people are going to be alive. 2 years of draft, the next 3 years is going to be outstanding. What do you think? Oh, I know you think we're stupid, but we're not. Start talking about how you can save us some money to see your average product, and then holler back at me. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back. Overtime. DOC and Donald. I got a shooter. Sabah sent me. No, it wasn't shooter. Sniper. It's more along the sniper lines. Mechanicsville. Got to be Patrick joining us here. 12:22 in the nation's capital. What up, Pat?
What's happening, Doc? A happy 4th of July, early 4th of July to you, brother.
Hey, man, happy to just be breathing.
That's right. Hey, you know what I was thinking, Doc? I mean, you can sleep on Bronny if you want to, but I'm going to tell you what. That boy gets some good coaching, you know, with him, and that boy's got a chip on his shoulder, and he's got something to prove. And
yeah,
I'm going to tell you what, they can sleep on him if they want, but I think the boy's going to surprise a lot of people, man, and, you know, I just think he's got, like I say, he's going to have that chip on his shoulder, man, and it doesn't matter if his father's on the team or not. I think he's going to ball out and surprise a lot of people. And, hey, Doc, I got another question for you.
Uh-huh.
I'm down here in St. Mary's County, and I'm a diehard Redskin man. And do you ever hear from my buddy Travis Thomas?
Travis was on – I was on with B. Mitch. JP was on vacation, and Travis – joined B. Mitch and I last week. And it was something, oh, right after the Celtics parade. He gave us the insight on the parade. Yeah. And he sounded
okay,
great.
Well, right, man, and hey, I think we got about, 55, 60 more days to go. And I can't wait till Jaden Daniels balls out, man, because I think that guy is going to surprise the heck out of a lot of people. And Doc, like they say, you are the simply one of the best. Thank you, brother. Have a
good
one.
Hey, Pat, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Well, I'm going to take it. I'm going to wait on it. And I'm just happy now that I don't have to worry about it because I trust the people that the Harris Group has in charge of football operations. And we can never be worse than we've been. So we're looking up no matter what. And I think that does us justice. Back to Bronny. You know why I'm not worried about Bronny, Donald?
Why is that?
Because his parents are rich.
That's true.
I ain't worried about Bronny. Hell, Bronny don't have to play basketball. You know, so I ain't worried about him at all. I'm proud of the fact that a rich kid is willing to grind and go out and bust his butt to play the game. Worried about Bronny? I ain't worried about no rich kids. I'm worried about a guy that's got to make it to feed his family because he broke. Whole different ball game. Walter in Tampa, what up?
Doc, checking in, just checking out to see what the doc is cooking. How
K-9,
you doing
man.
Today, man?
Hey, man.
Hey,
I'm feeding
doc,
the hungry.
I look at, first of all, I want to say thank you again. And, man, you stole my thunder a couple seconds ago, man. I look at it totally different. I see that the NBA and the WNBA, for the first time that I can remember, has stolen all the media from the NFL. You know, all we've been talking about is WNBA and
damn
the
right.
NBA. And a lot of these young cats don't remember the NBA used to control Sundays. So I remember when we used to get together at somebody's house every Sunday, mm-hmm. and we'd drink us some stuff and do some stuff and watch the NBA all day while we play in Bid Whist.
Yeah.
Okay. The NFL, because of their marketing, hey, they came and stole the Sunday from them. But
they
I'm not worried about Bronny. He's rich.
Dominated it. You're right.
He's rich. And I look at it as the NBA and the WNBA, hey, there's some great marketing. That's all we're talking about.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful thing. Worried about? Hell, I ain't worried. No, man, I ain't worried. Nuh-uh. But because he's rich and good that he is. And there are some great stories. We're evolving. We're paying attention to sports that we didn't before.
Exactly.
You know, and we're expanding, man. Messi coming over here in soccer. We're talking more about soccer.
I got a Barcelona jersey on right now, Doc. My wife.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
I got a Barcelona jersey and a hat. Okay, so I had to put it on because she bought it for me.
I give Chris Russell all the credit in the world, cock-a-doodle-doo, because the Rooster was beating that drum and about hockey, and he's not wrong at all. It is fantastic. And we have got to understand that there are, just because we don't understand it, that it's bad. No, you don't know it. Learn it. And so we're privy to some outstanding sports, and we have to stretch it. And our football team that most of us were so in love with has been so bad that it forced you to kind of venture out, because you wasn't getting it when it came to that. So it's going to be good to have that come back and still expand. We got the Divas. We got the Mystics. We got so much going on. The soccer programs, outstanding. Rugby is going on. It's all out here if we're willing to go out and stretch a little bit, put ourselves, we're vulnerable, because some people have to be experts at everything. That's the first thing I realize. You're not. I'm not. Don't claim to be. But I do have a pretty good Rolodex. I said it's a Rolodex. Donald going, what is that? Now, them young people right now, that little brash 26-year-old, he's somewhere now talking about, what is a Rolodex? See, we give you young people a lot of credit, and you deserve it. But let's remember something. We taught you how to walk. We taught you how to eat with the right spoons, forks, knives. We taught you. And now we can learn from you as well. It's a both way. I get it. But let's not get it twisted, as the young folks say. Let's not get twisted. I still haven't heard from that brat, Willingham. Walter, out of Tampa. We did Walter already. Did I have a senior moment? Who's up? Oh, no. Not him. Are you serious?
I am.
Oh, God. Then we got to go to break now. We got to go to break, right?
Yeah, let's take a break, and we can reset with that.
Okay, good. Then I don't have to go to Big Tony now. I don't want to. Jiminy cricket. Hey, folks, we got to go to break, and he's back. He's there. So if y'all got to do something not right now, now would be the time to go do it. And then maybe you can miss him when you come back, and he'll be gone. We'll be back. We have to put a disclaimer out, folks. If you're driving around the Beltway and you have children under the age of 18 and they're listening right now, please be aware that I cannot be held responsible for the content that's about to come out. But because we are open to all Americans, we don't prejudge, we don't discriminate. So sometimes we have to go to a few institutions and allow the patients to come on and be a part of the show as well. Open to all. So we go to the lines. Big Tony, welcome to overtime.
What's going on, dog father?
It's all right, man. You know, we're just doing what we do, the way
hey,
we
Doc,
do it.
You hear that? You hear that noise? That's your race is going through the roof, because the number one man in town is on the radio, Jack. They always say, when you've got to beat the man, you got to beat the man. See, when they always coming at you, Doc, you know what that means? When everybody come on and start droning on a slide, do their little Big Tony, you know what that means, Doc? That means they coming for you. Why? Because you must have the belt. You must be the champ. Doc,
well,
you hear what I'm saying?
You are mentioned a lot. That's no doubt about it.
Well, there you go. What they always say, good publicity. If they're talking about you, then that's good publicity. You hear what I'm saying? When they ain't talking about you, that means they don't care. When your coach used to cuss you out, Doc, that means he cared because he wanted
saw
you to get better.
Saw something
right.
in you.
Now, when
saw
he didn't talk to you, that means you was a string, and he didn't care because you weren't playing anyway.
That's right.
Now, Sabah, I dig your basketball knowledge, but I've been a Spurs fan since 78. I done seen
right.
it all.
Right.
Doc, you know how long I've been. Boy.
Oh,
so
I know. You're a Spurs.
Kawhi Leonard, when healthy, you could take everybody in the league. When healthy, everybody's healthy. Kawhi Leonard is top five, if not top three. He will D you up to the bone. He will score on you. And people forget, They was giving Golden State the blues before the boy broke his dad, went and broke my man Kawhi's leg. Man, they was killing Golden State. Golden State couldn't do nothing with them. And then of course, when Kawhi goes out, then Golden State comes back and wins the series. Okay? Kawhi goes to Toronto, who ain't never did nothing. What'd he do, Doc? Step back, corner J, bounce around the rim over 85-foot dude. Come on, man. Kawhi is a bad slammer jammer. He don't talk.
No doubt.
Duncan don't talk. Art Monk don't talk.
No.
But you know what they did do? They would tell your Doc, the bully in the classroom who always ran his mouth, he the one got his butt tore up. But you know the dude that was in the back of the classroom that never said nothing? Ain't nobody mess with him, Doc.
That's right.
You ain't know what you're gonna get, Doc. If I was running my mouth saying I'm gonna do this, that, and the other to you, you know what I'm gonna do. Slim who just sit there and just smile and be like, bring it. And you be like, oh snap. Yeah. Hey, but look here, one more thing real quick. This Bronny thing, joke's on y'all, man. Bronny gonna be all right. Dude, he been playing against NBA players since, I forget when they said, he was like 12 years old, man.
Oh, I know.
He been playing against Wade and Bosh and I mean, just all these cats, man. Not Wade and Bosh, but you know, Doc. He been practicing with these dudes. He's gonna have his daddy's trainers, his daddy's money equipment.
He been Come on, had Doc. It. Hey, he right. had a court in his house. Like, right. you have a kitchen and a dining room and a den. He's had an indoor court his entire life.
And he ain't
He's been
he ain't
hooping with
D. Joking.
Wade and these guys. I know. Look, man, I don't mind. Everybody has an opinion. That's why I love our format. There's no right or wrong. It's your opinion, my opinion. I'm just trying to tell you, it's okay.
One more thing real quick.
Right
Somebody said
Yeah.
Somebody says 60 more days or so till football. That's also about 60 more days to the opening day of deer season. Boy, we're going to put them down and we're going to start stacking them up. Y'all have a good one. Let me run in this grocery store before it start raining. Take
Please
it easy.
Do us a favor and hang up. Thank you. All right, good deal. You know, Donald, I'm getting worried. That's about the fifth call he's had that's not unbearable. I mean, you could actually deal with that.
Yeah, no, he was on his best behavior today. That was a good call.
I know it. And I don't like something's up. Because usually he's awful. But, I mean, he's been really good the last four or five calls, which is frightening. You know, it'd be almost like hearing Zion not give out his handle 100 times in an hour. You know, it's almost like, yeah, it's good. I'm going to just take it for what it is. I'm not going to even 1-800-636-1067. Is our number today. Overtime has been like a town hall meeting of sort. Of course, we've been keeping in mind that a lot of movement in the association. And Bronny, Caitlin's had to take a back seat to Bronny. Isn't it amazing? Every weekend, we kind of like get to wrap up what has happened this week in sports. And the leader in the clubhouse, it varies, but you sense the needle is moving now. It is really moving. And now, as obviously Bronny has taken the, I guess, the bulk of it. And pretty soon, that NFL will rise up like Godzilla again. But it has been put in its place a bit. And it is amazing how the NFL is such a, it markets itself so well. But it's been in the news this year for things it doesn't want. More so than don't you feel like there's been more wrecks and driving and just been more stuff that has happened outside? It seems like a lot more stuff with Kansas City off the field. And maybe it's just me, but it usually that kind of stuff does catch up for you. We usually win the off seasons. Remember those days? Washington was just beastly in the off season. Donald, has there been a team in your mind, NFL so bad you have no idea? Are they wrong to tell us that they're not trying to win? Or are they saying they're not trying to win? Or are we saying that for them? We keep hearing this year's draft, we get the number two pick. You should have known that. Whenever, well, although we've had the one before, I've always felt it don't matter what round you pick, what selection you pick. What matters is who's doing the picking. What difference would it have mattered what we had by the based on the people we had picking? We got to be up there in a high category of people that have had the wrong pick. Who's picked worse than we've picked as an organization? We got to be ranked up there. I'm going to ask Kevin after the show. I'm going to find that out for y'all. They're among the worst of all time. They've had top picks in the NBA that are no longer even in the league, let alone played well for you. Can't play at all for nobody. And now that we're going younger and younger, hell, I'm scared to death. You have no idea. Now, you know, we're taking guys now that played no college, no high, just G League, whatever. High school, G League, whatever they're doing. I have no idea. But I know this, they're getting paid. The dry, more so than not. So you keep hearing the word development now. I think that's a buzzword that you have to pay attention to. Because it admits that when you don't get finished products, you get infants. We're running a daycare again. And that's okay. As long as you got the right people running the daycare. But it is a daycare. It is a daycare. To break on that. The question is that, but then the fan base, what do you get? What is there, an interim period? You're telling me that you're not trying to win now. But I don't know if I see the difference in that and what you're charging me, what I have to put out for that. Am I wrong to ask that question? Or you just win it all, and because I'm a fan and because I'm addicted to you, that's just the cost of being an addict. Well, let's figure it out. We'll be right back. You're on a beautiful Sunday. It is 12:50 in the nation's capital. And we're taking this bad boy up to 12:55 today. Getting ready to toss it over to the Nats broadcast, Tropicana Field. Corbin on the bump today, following that 8-1 spanking. Yesterday, want to go double up on that, win a series. That would be great. I need a victory. Pump those endorphins in my blood. That'd be great. Frazier in the District of Columbia, what say you?
Hey, Doc, this is Frazier O'Leary.
I got you.
We talk forever. I just wanted to call and let you know that the funeral arrangements for Bush McAdams have been altered a little bit. And the funeral is going to be at 12 o'clock rather than 1 o'clock. It's at Mount Calvary Catholic Church in Forestville, Maryland, on the 13th of July.
Yeah, boy, that's not good news. I'll be there as soon as I get off the air. I changed my shift so I could get out there, and they moved it up, but they got to do what they got to do to work for the big picture. I will. Do that and honor him because, like again, I honored him while he was here, and I'm good. But I will be there for the family when I get off the air. I'll be right over there to pay my respects, and that's the best I can pull off.
Okay, y'all. There's no question.
Thank you for that heads up, though.
We coach against each other. All right, Doc. Thank you so much.
30 years is good. Thank you, Frazier. I appreciate that. 30 years, and they've moved the services up. Supposed to be at 1. And Yeah, Don Light asked CK. I moved the shift up, switched so I could get out of there. We think we get off at noon. But again, it's about your thoughts. What's the rest of your day like, Don?
Yeah, hopefully get out
Pickleball?
Here.
Yeah, golf.
I'll probably just keep it easy today. I don't have too much on the docket. Just
are you pulling the double?
No. I'm out of here once we wrap up today and toss the nets.
Okay, because I'll tell you what, man, the young fellas, guys been working doubles and triples over there, man. It's been that Iron Man, man, Chris, heavy metal.
Oh, yeah, he's been on it.
Dude, man, he's bionic. I mean, big fella, man, he'd be trucking some hours in that. Are you a 4th of July guy?
Yeah, of course. I do love 4th of July, you know, love the fireworks, getting out with the fam, you know, you got to fire up the grill, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, okay. Is there a specific spot you go to for 4th of July for fireworks? I mean, you're still into the fireworks, right?
Yeah, I don't go, I mean, I'll try to get downtown, but, you know, it's a little hectic, obviously, but.
A little hectic, okay.
Yeah, right. It's hectic getting down here, but, you know, I just see them, and oftentimes people are just, you know, have local air, you know, spots in the area, you know, where they shoot off fireworks. So I just see them wherever I can, really.
Yeah, it's amazing. You would think it's just so simple just to look up, but it's not that simple. Isn't that amazing?
It
you
is.
You would think you could just walk out your house, wherever you are, and just look up and see them, but it doesn't work out that way. That's the part I've never really figured out. I haven't put a whole bunch of time into it, but isn't that kind of strange? You just can't walk out of your house and just look up and see him like you think you ought to be. Or maybe I'm the only guy that feels that way. You know, we'll see. We have to put a disclaimer out, folks. If you're driving around the Beltway, and you have children under the age of 18 and they're listening right now, please be aware that I cannot be held responsible for the content that's about to come out. But because we are open to all Americans, we don't prejudge, we don't discriminate. So sometimes we have to go to a few institutions and allow the patients to come on and be a part of the show as well. Open to all. So we go to the lines. Big Tony, welcome to Overtime.
What's going on, dog father?
It's all right, man. You know, we're just doing what we do, the way
hey,
we
Doc,
do it.
You hear that? You hear that noise? That's your race is going through the roof because the number one man in town is on the radio, Jack. They always say, when you got to beat the man, you got to beat the man. See, when they always coming at you, Doc, you know what that means? When everybody come on and start droning on a slide, do their little Big Tony, you know what that means, Doc? That means they coming for you. Why? Because you must have the belt. You must be the champ. Doc,
well,
you hear what I'm saying?
You are mentioned a lot. That's no doubt about it.
Well, there you go. What they always say, good no publicity, good publicity. If they're talking about you, then that's good publicity. You hear what I'm saying? When they ain't talking about you, that means they don't care. When your coach used to cuss you out, Doc, that means he cared because he wanted you to get better.
Saw something
right.
in you.
Now, when he didn't talk to you, that means you was a string, and he didn't care because you weren't playing anyway.
That's right.
Now, Sabah, I dig your basketball knowledge, but I've been a Spurs fan since 78. I done seen it all.
Right.
Doc, you know how long I've been. Boy.
I know. You're a Spurs.
Kawhi Leonard, when healthy, you could take everybody in the league. When healthy, everybody's healthy. Yeah. Kawhi Leonard is top five. If not top three, he will D you up to the bone. He will score on you. And people forget, they was giving Golden State the blues before the boy broke his dad, went and broke my man Kawhi's leg. Man, they was killing Golden State. Golden State couldn't do nothing with him. They was, and then of course, when Kawhi goes out, then Golden State comes back and wins the series. Okay? Kawhi goes to Toronto, who ain't never did nothing. What'd he do, Doc? Step back, corner J, bounce around the rim over 85-foot dude. Come on, man. Kawhi is a bad slammer jammer. He don't talk.
No doubt.
Duncan don't talk. Art Monk don't talk.
No.
But you know what they did do? They would tear your – Doc, The bully in the classroom who always ran his mouth, he the one got his butt tore up. But you know the dude that was in the back of the classroom that never said nothing? Ain't nobody mess with him, Doc.
That's right.
You ain't know what you're gonna get, Doc. If I was running my mouth saying I'm gonna do this, that, and the other to you, you know what I'm gonna do. Slim, who just sit there and just smile and be like, bring it. And you be like, oh, snap. Yeah. Hey, but look here, one more thing real quick. This Bronny thing, joke's on y'all, man. Bronny gonna be all right. Dude, he been playing against NBA players since, I forget when they said, he was like 12 years old, man.
Oh, I know.
He been playing against Wade and Bosh and I mean, just all these cats, man. Not Wade and Bosh, but you know, Doc. He been practicing with these dudes. He's gonna have his daddy's trainers, his daddy's money equipment.
He been on, had Doc. It. Hey, he had a court in his house. Like, you have a kitchen and a dining room and a den. He's had an indoor court his entire life.
And he ain't
scared. He's been
hooping
with D. Wade and these guys. I know. Look, man, I don't mind. Everybody has an opinion. That's why I love our format. There's no right or wrong. It's your opinion, my opinion. I'm just trying to tell you, it's okay.
One more thing real quick.
Right,
somebody said, somebody said 60 more days or so till football. That's also about 60 more days to the opening day of deer season. Boy, we're going to put them down and we're going to start stacking them up. Y'all have a good one. Let me run in this grocery store before it start raining. Take
Please
it easy.
Do us a favor and hang up. Thank you. All right, good deal. You know, Donald, I'm getting worried. That's about the fifth call he's had that's not unbearable. I mean, you could actually deal with that.
Yeah, no, he was on his best behavior today. That was a good call.
I know it, and I don't like something's up, because usually he's awful. But, I mean, he's been really good the last four or five calls, which is frightening. You know, it'd be almost like hearing Zion not give out his handle 100 times in an hour. You know, it's almost like, yeah, it's good. I'm going to just take it for what it is. I'm not going to even... 1-800-636-1067 is our number today. Overtime has been like a town hall meeting of sort. Of course, we've been keeping in mind that a lot of movement in the association. And Bronny, Caitlin's had to take a back seat to Bronny. Isn't it amazing? Every weekend, we kind of like get to wrap up what has happened this week in sports. And the leader in the clubhouse, it varies, but you sense the needle is moving now. It is really moving. And now, as obviously Bronny has taken the, I guess, the bulk of it. And pretty soon, that NFL will rise up like Godzilla again. But it has been put in its place a bit. And it is amazing how the NFL is such a... It markets itself so well. But it's been in the news this year for things it doesn't want. More so than... Don't you feel like there's been more wrecks and driving and... Just been more stuff that has happened outside. It seems like a lot more stuff with Kansas City off the field. And maybe it's just me, but it usually that kind of stuff does catch up for you. We usually win the off seasons. Remember those days? Washington was just beastly in the off season. Donald, has there been a team in your mind, NFL so bad you have no idea? Are they wrong to tell us that they're not trying to win? Or are they saying they're not trying to win? Or are we saying that for them? We keep hearing this year's draft, we get the number two pick. You should have known that. Although we've had the one before, I've always felt it don't matter what round you pick, what selection you pick. What matters is who's doing the picking. What difference would it have mattered what we had based on the people we had picking? We got to be up there in a high category of people that have had the wrong pick Who's picked worse than we've picked as an organization? We got to be ranked up there. I'm going to ask Kevin. After the show, I'm going to find that out for y'all. They're among the worst of all time. They've had top picks in the NBA that are no longer even in the league, let alone played well for you. Can't play at all for nobody. And now that we're going younger and younger, hell, I'm scared to death. You have no idea. Now, you know, we're taking guys now that play no college, no high, just G League, whatever. High school, G League, whatever they're doing. I have no idea. But I know this, they're getting paid. The dry, more so than not. So you keep hearing the word development now. I think that's a buzzword that you have to pay attention to. Because it admits that when you don't get finished products, you get infants. We're running a daycare again. And that's okay. As long as you got the right people running the daycare. But it is a daycare. It is a daycare. To break on that. The question is that, but then the fan base, what do you get? What is there, an interim period? You're telling me that you're not trying to win now. But I don't know if I see the difference in that and what you're charging me. What I have to put out for that. Am I wrong to ask that question? Or you just win it all, and because I'm a fan and because I'm addicted to you, that's just the cost of being an addict. Well, let's figure it out. We'll be right back. You're on a beautiful Sunday. It is 12:50 in the nation's capital. And we're taking this bad boy up to 12:55 today. Getting ready to toss it over to the Nats broadcast, Tropicana Field. Corbin on the bump today, following that 8-1 spanking. Yesterday, want to go double up on that, win a series. That would be great. I need a victory. Pump those endorphins in my blood. That'd be great. Frazier in the District of Columbia, what say you?
Hey, Doc, this is Frazier O'Leary.
I got you.
We talk forever. I just wanted to call and let you know that the funeral arrangements for Bush McAdams have been altered a little bit. And the funeral is going to be at 12 o'clock rather than 1 o'clock. It's at Mount Calvary Catholic Church in Forestville, Maryland, on the 13th of July.
Yeah, boy, that's not good news. I'll be there as soon as I get off the air. I changed my shift so I could get out there, and they moved it up, but they got to do what they got to do to work for the big picture. I will. Do that and honor him because, like again, I honored him while he was here, and I'm good. But I will be there for the family when I get off the air. I'll be right over there to pay my respects, and that's the best I can pull off.
Okay, y'all. There's no question.
Thank you for that heads up, though.
We coach against each other. All right, Doc. Thank you so much.
30 years is good. Thank you, Frazier. I appreciate that. 30 years, and they've moved the services up. Supposed to be at 1. And, Don Light asked CK. I moved the shift up, switched, so I could get out of there. We think we get off at noon. But, again, it's about your thoughts. What's the rest of your day like, Don?
Hopefully get out here.
Pickleball?
I'll probably just keep it easy today. I don't have too much on the docket.
Are you pulling the double?
No. I'm out of here once we wrap up today and toss the Nats.
Okay, because I'll tell you what, man, the young fellas, Guy's been working doubles and triples over there, man. It's been that Iron Man, man, Chris, heavy metal.
Oh, yeah, he's been on it.
Dude, man, he's bionic. I mean, big fella, man, he'd be trucking some hours in that. Are you a 4th of July guy?
Yeah, of course. I do love 4th of July. You know, love the fireworks, getting out with the fam. You know, you got to fire up the grill, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, okay. Is there a specific spot you go to for 4th of July for fireworks? I mean, you're still into the fireworks, right?
Yeah, I don't go. I mean, I'll try to get downtown, but, you know, it's a little hectic, obviously. But
a little hectic. Yeah, okay.
It's hectic getting down here. But, you know, I just see them. And oftentimes people are just, you know, have local air, you know, spots in the area, you know, where they shoot off fireworks. So I just see them wherever I can, really.
Yeah, it's amazing. You would think it's just so simple just to look up, but it's not that simple. Isn't that amazing?
It
you
is.
You would think you could just walk out your house, wherever you are, and just look up and see them, but it doesn't work out that way. That's the part I've never really figured out. I haven't put a whole bunch of time into it, but isn't that kind of strange? You just can't walk out of your house and just look up and see him like you think you ought to be. Or maybe I'm the only guy that feels that way. You know, we'll see. But it's going to be, we're going to sign off from our dear friends at Team 9 and rolling with us, because that's what it's all about. Town hall meeting style, because people have a voice in this. It's called talk radio, but it was never intended for one person to do all the damn talking. That's what I think. I think it's when it's interactive, it's at its absolute best. So Donald, 8-1 was yesterday. I feel like I see 7-2 today. 7-2, curly W's. That's what I feel, you know. And in the meantime, not saying I'm always right, but I'm saying curly W's. Let's go get it. You know, Monday, don't miss Chris Russell, cock-a-doodle-doo. The Capitals make some moves, and I wish I could tell you what it meant, because I can't. But I'm happy to see that they're aggressive, and they're caught in a tough situation, too, because the record with Alex deserves everybody's support, because he's been an absolute beast. And he's not done. He got some of that LeBron in him, these ageless wonders, because how he trains. And he's a savage. I love him because he's a scoring machine that will knock your block off. A lot of guys, you know, like, I'm not saying that Sid is soft. I'm not saying that. But ain't nobody, I always said, Ovechkin to me is a fullback, middle linebacker, that just skates, I mean, like a wide receiver. He's just different. But I like the moves that are going on. Love what Hershey Bears have accomplished. I like the fact that we have a feeder system that's strong. But whether or not these guys and what they can do, that's the rooster. And I'm happy that our programs are moving in the right directions, because I'm telling you, it's painful if all your teams are terrible. It's just that I just cannot accept this at all. I want to be competitive, and I think we're getting to that point. I really do. Donald, I don't know about you, because you're a wagerer. You guys make money even if the team loses, and I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you at all. But it's just, I'm like a vampire. It's just not going to quench my thirst. We just got to be more competitive. We can't, and I think we are. I really do. I really and hopefully do. And this thing with James Woods coming up next week, are you pumped? Or is it a blah?
Oh, no, no. You got to be excited about that for sure.
Okay. Okay. Well, I love it. I mean, a guy might have had, you know, a big dude, and these dudes now are not necessarily, I'm going to say big, but he looks like a basketball player.
Yeah, you're talking about Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah, De La Cruz, that's it.
Yep.
He's long. He's long, and he is the fastest guy on the team, and the long, I mean, and he's got power. It really reminds me, it's just a new breed athlete, man. Back in the day, a guy might be yoked up, and you knew what that meant. These dudes now, man, they're just like Spider-Man. They just, it's a look that is completely different. I mean, like, when Bonds was Bonds, he wasn't yoked up. He looked like De La Cruz, more like that to me. You know, C.J. Abrams, does he look jacked to you?
Yeah, no, not, yeah, not really.
But in the box?
But yeah, he'll get it done, exactly.
He's vicious. His torque is no different than the great golf, the golfers. I mean, the guys generate that torque, man, and they knock the crap out of the ball. It's not this all big guy. It had nothing to do with that. But De La Cruz, this is a dude, he's an alien. And so this is what I'm thinking about, that we are entering to that realm. Because when I watch this brother play here, I'm going, oh, okay, we got one of those now. Not that we haven't had him before. We had Bryce, who's an alien. I mean, you had that. So, look at this boy, Juan, is still doing it. Sosa's still doing it. So, you know, when we've been there, the only guy that blew a tire is Rendon. And he blew a tire, but he's still getting paid. I mean, it's some athletes now in baseball, man. It's just, I love the fact that, you know, we're running the bases. And like Davey says, when you don't have that much pop in your lineup, you got to be fleet of foot. And they're aggressive. They've been picked off, and they've been challenged more. So one thing about CJ I haven't quite figured out, it's like he has a disconnect sometimes on the base paths. But at least we're noted now, like back in my days when your parents hadn't even met. The A's with Henderson, dude, you'd watch the game to see. Man, they were phenomenal. It was a treat to watch them. They was almost like the Globetrotters. They had personality. Raleigh Finger. They just had people with personalities in baseball with speed and power. And I think that's some of the parts that we're putting together here now with the Nationals. And I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged by it. Donald, I don't know if I've asked you this before. Did you play baseball at any time in your life?
No, not organized. I mean, you know, you kind of play around as a kid, but
no,
organized.
I meant organized.
Yeah, not organized.
Not with the, hitting bottle caps with a broomstick and all that.
right.
Yeah, we all did it. People laugh. They go, "Are you serious?" Yeah, and didn't know any different. Thought everybody was doing it. That's the thing people don't understand throughout society, and this is not just urban society. There's people all over, people in the country. Hillbillies, whatever you want to call them. Everybody has their own thing. And people do things that are different, but they're your own thing. And it's not a problem. First time I heard that about cats hitting bottle caps, I thought, my God, no wonder they hit the ball so well. Why wouldn't they? It's because vision. You know, it just works. It just works on your vision. You get keen eyesight in hitting. A lot of cats can't hit. Can't hit a curveball. Can't hit anything with movement on it. But I think we've done a good job. I think that the way this club has been constructed and with the farm system, the way we're moving in those directions, I think it's pleasing. I feel good about it. Remember when the Orioles just were god-awful? Did you think they'd end up being what they are now? They're Godzilla. Do you peep the O's?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, they've turned it around real quickly.
So, Donald, I hope you have a beautiful afternoon. All of you carve off some time to support our guys, the Curly W's. Let's go out and get another one. I'm greedy. I want to win series. I want to get to 500. I want the aspirations of this season being playoff bound. I'm greedy. Let's get after it. You're on a beautiful Sunday. It is 12:50 in the nation's capital. And we're taking this bad boy up to 12:55 today. Getting ready to toss it over to the Nats broadcast, Tropicana Field. Corbin on the bump today, following that 8-1 spanking. Yesterday, want to go double up on that, win a series. That would be great. I need a victory. Pump those endorphins in my blood. That'd be great. Frazier in the District of Columbia, what say you?
Hey, Doc, this is Frazier O'Leary.
I got you.
We talk forever. I just wanted to call and let you know that the funeral arrangements for Bush McAdams have been altered a little bit. And the funeral is going to be at 12 o'clock rather than 1 o'clock. It's at Mount Calvary Catholic Church in Forestville, Maryland, on the 13th of July.
Yeah, boy, that's not good news. I'll be there as soon as I get off the air. I changed my shift so I could get out there, and they moved it up. But they got to do what they got to do to work for the big picture. I will. Do that and honor him because, like again, I honored him while he was here, and I'm good. But I will be there for the family when I get off the air. I'll be right over there to pay my respects, and that's the best I can pull off.
Okay, y'all. There's no question.
Thank you for that heads up, though.
We coach against each other. All right, Doc. Thank you so much.
30 years is good. Thank you, Frazier. I appreciate that. 30 years, and they've moved the services up. Supposed to be at 1. And, Don Light asked CK. I moved the shift up, switched, so I could get out of there. We think we get off at noon. But, again, it's about your thoughts. What's the rest of your day like, Donald?
Hopefully get out here.
Pickleball?
Golf? I'll probably keep it easy today. I don't have too much on the docket.
Are you pulling a double?
No. I'm out of here once we wrap up today and toss the Nats.
Okay, because I'll tell you what, man, the young fellas, guys been working doubles and triples over there, man. It's been that Iron Man, man, Chris, heavy metal.
Oh, yeah, he's been on it.
Dude, man, he's bionic. I mean, big fella, man, he'd be trucking some hours in that. Are you a 4th of July guy?
Yeah, of course. I do love 4th of July. You know, love the fireworks, getting out with the fam. You know, you got to fire up the grill, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, okay. Is there a specific spot you go to for 4th of July for fireworks? I mean, you're still into the fireworks, right?
Yeah, I don't go. I mean, I'll try to get downtown, but you know, it's a little hectic, obviously. But
a little hectic. Yeah. Okay.
It's hectic getting down here, but you know, I just see them. And oftentimes, people are just you know, have local air, you know, spots in the area, you know, where they shoot off fireworks. So I just see them wherever I can, really.
Yeah, it's amazing. You would think it's just so simple just to look up, but it's not that simple. Isn't that amazing?
You would think
you could just walk out your house wherever you are and just look up and see him, but it doesn't work out that way. That's the part I've never really figured out. I haven't put a whole bunch of time into it, but isn't that kind of strange? You just can't walk out of your house and just look up and see him like you think you ought to be. Or maybe I'm the only guy that feels that way. You know, we'll see. But it's going to be, we're going to sign off from our dear friends at Team 9 and rolling with us. because that's what it's all about. Town hall meeting style, because people have a voice in this. It's called talk radio, but it was never intended for one person to do all the damn talking. That's what I think. I think it's when it's interactive, it's at its absolute best. So Donald, 8-1 was yesterday. I feel like I see 7-2 today. 7-2, curly W's. That's what I feel, you know. And in the meantime, not saying I'm always right, but I'm saying curly W's. Let's go get it. You know, Monday, don't miss Chris Russell, cock-a-doodle-doo. The Capitals make some moves, and I wish I could tell you what it meant, because I can't. But I'm happy to see that they're aggressive, and they're caught in a tough situation, too, because the record with Alex deserves everybody's support because he's been an absolute beast. And he's not done. He got some of that LeBron in him, these ageless wonders, because how he trains. And he's a savage. I love him because he's a scoring machine that will knock your block off. A lot of guys, you know, like, I'm not saying that Sid is soft. I'm not saying that. But ain't nobody, I always said, Ovechkin to me is a fullback, middle linebacker, that just skates, I mean, like a wide receiver. He's just different. But I like the moves that are going on. Love what Hershey Bears have accomplished. I like the fact that we have a feeder system that's strong. But whether or not these guys and what they can do, that's the rooster. And I'm happy that our programs are moving in the right directions, because I'm telling you, it's painful if all your teams are terrible. It's just that I just cannot accept this at all. I want to be competitive, and I think we're getting to that point. I really do. Donald, I don't know about you, because you're a wager. You guys make money even if the team loses, and I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you at all. But it's just, I'm like a vampire. It's just not going to quench my thirst. We just got to be more competitive. We can't, and I think we are. I really do. I really and hopefully do. And this thing with James Woods coming up next week, are you pumped? Or is it a blah?
Oh, no. You got to be excited about that, for sure.
Okay. Well, I love it. I mean, a guy might have had, a big dude. And these dudes now are not necessarily, I'm going to say, big. But he looks like a basketball player.
Yeah, you're talking about Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah, De La Cruz, that's it.
Yep.
He's long. And he is the fastest guy on the team. And and he's got power. It really reminds me. It's just a new breed athlete, man. Back in the day, a guy might be yoked up, and you knew what that meant. These dudes now, man, they're just like Spider-Man. It's a look that is completely different. I mean, like, when Bonds was Bonds, he wasn't yoked up. He looked like De La Cruz, more like that to me. You know, C.J. Abrams, does he look jacked to you?
Yeah, no, not really.
But in the box?
But yeah, he'll get it done, exactly.
He's vicious. His torque is no different than the golfers. I mean, the guys generate that torque, man, and they knock the crap out of the ball. It's not just all big guys. It had nothing to do with that. But De La Cruz, this is a dude, maybe he's an alien. And so this is what I'm thinking about, that we are entering to that realm. Because when I watch this brother play here, I'm going, oh, okay, we got one of those now. Not that we haven't had them before. We had Bryce, who's an alien. I mean, you had that. I mean, look at this boy, Juan, is still doing it. Sosa's still doing it. So, you know, when we've been there, the only guy that blew a tire is Rendon. And he blew a tire, but he's still getting paid. I mean, it's some athletes now in baseball, man. It's just, I like the fact that, you know, we're running the bases. And like Davey says, when you don't have that much pop in your lineup, you got to be fleet of foot. And they're aggressive. They've been picked off and they've been challenged more. So one thing about CJ I haven't quite figured out. It's like he has a disconnect sometimes on the base paths. But at least we're noted now. Like back in my days, when your parents hadn't even met, the A's with Henderson, dude, you'd watch the game to see. Man, they were phenomenal. It was a treat to watch them. They was almost like the Globetrotters. They had personality, Raleigh Finger. They just had people with personalities in baseball with speed and power. And I think that's some of the parts that we're putting together here. Now with the Nationals, and I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged by it. Donald, I don't know if I've asked you this before. Did you play baseball at any time in your life?
No, not organized. I mean, you know, you kind of play around as a kid, but
organized. I meant organized.
Yeah, not organized.
Not with hitting bottle caps with a broomstick and all that.
right.
Yeah, we all did it. People laugh. They go, "Are you serious?" Yeah, and didn't know any different. Thought everybody was doing it. That's the thing people don't understand throughout society. And this is not just urban society. There's people all over. People in the country, hillbillies, whatever you want to call them. Everybody has their own thing. And people do things that are different, but they're your own thing. And it's not a problem. First time I heard that about cats hitting bottle caps, I thought, my God, no wonder they hit the ball so well. Why wouldn't they? It's because vision. You know, it just works. It just works on your vision. You get keen eyesight and hitting. A lot of cats can't hit. Can't hit a curveball. Can't hit anything with movement on it. But I think we've done a good job. I think that the way this club has been constructed and with the farm system, the way we're moving in those directions, I think it's pleasing. I feel good about it. Remember when the Orioles just were god-awful? Did you think they'd end up being what they are now? They're Godzilla. Do you peep the O's?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, they've turned it around real quickly.
So, Donald, I hope you have a beautiful afternoon. All of you carve off some time to support our guys, the Curly W's. Let's go out and get another one. I'm greedy. I want to win series. I want to get to 500. I want the aspirations of this season being playoff bound. I'm greedy. Let's get after it. You know, Monday, don't miss Chris Russell, cock-a-doodle-doo. The Capitals make some moves, and I wish I could tell you what it meant, because I can't. But I'm happy to see that they're aggressive, and they're caught in a tough situation, too, because the record with Alex deserves everybody's support, because he's been an absolute beast. And he's not done. He got some of that LeBron in him, these ageless wonders, because how he trains. And he's a savage. I love him because he's a scoring machine that will knock your block off. A lot of guys, you know, like, I'm not saying that Sid is soft. I'm not saying that. But ain't nobody, I always said, Ovechkin to me is a fullback, middle linebacker, that just skates, I mean, like a wide receiver. He's just different. But I like the moves that are going on. Love what Hershey Bears have accomplished. I like the fact that we have a feeder system that's strong. But whether or not these guys and what they can do, that's the rooster. And I'm happy that our programs are moving in the right directions. Because I'm telling you, it's painful if all your teams are terrible. It's just that I just cannot accept this at all. And I want to be competitive. And I think we're getting to that point. I really do. Donald, I don't know about you because you're a wager. You guys make money even if the team loses. And I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you at all. But it's just, I'm like a vampire. It's just not going to quench my thirst. We just got to be more competitive. We can't, and I think we are. I really do. I really and hopefully do. And this thing with James Woods coming up next week. Are you pumped or is it a blah?
Oh, no. You got to be excited about that for sure.
Okay. Well, I love it. I mean, a guy might have had, a big dude. And these dudes now are not necessarily, I'm going to say big. But he looks like a basketball player.
Yeah, you're talking about Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah, De La Cruz, that's it.
Yep.
He's long, and he is the fastest guy on the team. And he's got power. It really reminds me, it's just a new breed athlete, man. Back in the day, a guy might be yoked up, and you knew what that meant. These dudes now, man, they're just like Spider-Man. It's a look that is completely different. I mean, like, when Bonds was Bonds, he wasn't yoked up. He looked like De La Cruz, more like that to me. You know, C.J. Abrams, does he look jacked to you?
Yeah, not really.
But in the box?
But yeah, he'll get it done, exactly.
He's vicious. His torque is no different than the golfers. I mean, the guys generate that torque, man, and they knock the crap out of the ball. It's not just all big guys. It had nothing to do with that. But De La Cruz, this is a dude. He's an alien. And so this is what I'm thinking about, that we are entering to that realm. Because when I watch this brother play here, I'm going, oh, okay. We got one of those now. Not that we haven't had them before. We had Bryce, who's an alien. I mean, you've had that. Look at this boy, Juan, is still doing it. Sosa's still doing it. So, you know, when we've been there, the only guy that blew a tire is Rendon. And he blew a tire, but he's still getting paid. I mean, it's some athletes now in baseball, man. And the fact that, you know, we're running them bases. And like Davey says, when you don't have that much pop in your lineup, you got to be fleet of foot. And they're aggressive. They've been picked off. And they've been challenged more. So one thing about CJ I haven't quite figured out. It's like he has a disconnect sometimes on the base paths. But at least we're noted now, like back in my days when your parents hadn't even met. The A's with Henderson, dude, you'd watch the game to see. Man, they were phenomenal. It was a treat to watch them. They was almost like the Globetrotters. They had personality. Raleigh Finger. They just had people with personalities in baseball with speed and power. And I think that's some of the parts that we're putting together here now with the Nationals. And I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged by it. Donald, I don't know if I've asked you this before. Did you play baseball at any time in your life?
No, not organized. I mean, you know, you kind of play around as a kid, but
organized. I meant organized.
Yeah, not organized.
Not with the hidden bottle caps with a broomstick and all that.
right.
Yeah. We all did. If people laugh, they go, are you serious? Yeah. And didn't know any different. Thought everybody was doing it. That's the thing people don't understand throughout society. And this is not just urban society. There's people all over. People in the country, hillbillies, whatever you want to call them. Everybody has their own thing. And people do things that are different, but they're your own thing. And it's not a problem. First time I heard that about cats hitting bottle caps, I thought, my God, no wonder they hit the ball so well. Why wouldn't they? It's because vision. You know, it just works. It just works on your vision. You get keen eyesight and hitting. A lot of cats can't hit. Can't hit a curveball. Can't hit anything with movement on it. But I think we've done a good job. I think that the way this club has been constructed and with the farm system, the way we're moving in those directions, I think it's pleasing. I feel good about it. Remember when the Orioles just were god-awful? Did you think they'd end up being what they are now? They're Godzilla. Do you peep the O's?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, they've turned it around real quickly.
So, Donald, I hope you have a beautiful afternoon. All of you carve out some time to support our guys, the Curly W's. Let's go out and get another one. I'm greedy. I want to win series. I want to get to 500. I want the aspirations of this season being playoff bound. I'm greedy. Let's get after it.